Good evening. This is Kathleen Peters, and welcome to our Women of Worth call for September 20th. And tonight, we are doing our Back to School the Healthy Way. Tonight, we also have a panel of young Manatech moms led by Demra Robbins. And on her team is Amanda Waters and Loredana Zinka. And they will share their creative ideas of not only how to keep kids healthy through the upcoming school year, but how to balance their busy family lives with their businesses. This should be a really fun call, everyone. And first of all, I'm going to give you a bio, an intro on Demra, and she's going to be introducing her two moms on her team. So good evening, ladies. Welcome to the Women of Worth call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So first, I'm going to give a little piece about Demra. Demra, all of you, if you have never met this woman, when you come to Manifest, you want to find out who this wonderful woman is. She's been a dear friend of mine through the years, and just the most gracious woman is all I can say, and those of you on her team know what I'm referring to. But I'd like to give you a little info about Demra. Demra is born and raised in Texas and lives near Dallas. She's married to Ryan, and a lot of you might know him because he does a lot of work with us. And he is the middle son of Ray Robbins and the brother of Kevin. She is the mother of three children, 16, hard to believe, 12, and 9, and that keeps her calendar full each week. Mostly importantly, she has an unbridled love of Jesus. For over a decade, Demra used her speech and marketing degree as an advertising executive who worked until 9 p.m. each night, which certainly compromised her health. When she became a mom, she realized she wanted more freedom to be with her family, a better quality of life, and more say in her paycheck. Now Demra is a wonderful social entrepreneur with Manatech who loves to teach and train those who desire a healthier and wealthier lifestyle. We like that, don't we, girls? She loves to help others break through barriers to find leverage in their time and resources so they can reclaim their joy and purpose within. And Demra believes when you finally decide you can do it, and choose faith over fear, you will become unstoppable. And that's exactly what my friend Demra is. She is unstoppable. She's got energy and just a passion for just her family, her faith, and for what Manatech is. So, Demra, I'm going to let you introduce Amanda and Loredana to us.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen. That was such a beautiful intro, and I just feel the same about you. Love you so much, and always enjoy getting those chocolates at Manifest.
Yes.
If you haven't met Kathleen, she blesses you with chocolates, which is wonderful. And truly, I can't take the credit for being unstoppable. It's women like Loredana and Amanda who are truly inspiring me and everything that they're doing in their businesses, in their homes. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Amanda and a little bit about Loredana, and I want you to kind of feel what we're talking about going back to school, and I'm going to ask them a few questions because I do really feel like the back to school theme, there's just two things that us moms get hung up on. One, it's food, and two is focus. And if we can get the food under control and the focus under control, we can have a smooth transition into the school year and the busy sports session. So Amanda actually lives near me in Grand Prairie, Texas. So she is at the corporate office at the Tuesday Night Live at the trainings. She sat next to me last Saturday. And she was actually a career mom her first time around when she had her first child. And then after having her second child, she realized she really wanted it to be different because she wanted to spend more family time cooking and crafting and playing and, most importantly, being there when they needed it. She had such a demanding job, which I know a lot of you on the line can relate to, where you are, you know, having to work or chose to work, and you just feel like that is the predominant time in your life. And this time she realized, I'm not going to let that happen, not this time. She put it in all caps when I was asking her what she'd like to share with y'all. And she just doesn't want to miss out on her child's childhood. And so she is such a wonderful mother, and I love being around her and her little guy. If y'all were at Vegas, she was hanging with me, and she had her, I think he was 8 months, maybe even less than that, 7 months old in Vegas. On her hip, she had no excuses. She got on the plane with a baby that was still nursing, and she headed to Vegas with me. And that's just kind of how she is. She is unstoppable. Her husband actually was in the best man in our wedding. And so, of course, after he started taking True Plenish, I naturally was talking about Manatech with her. And when Layton was born, she realized all the wonderful ways to help her family feel better, live healthier, and she got to do a business out of it on her terms. And that was what was most important to her, is that she could finally put her family first. And I know some of you listening tonight, that's been a dream of yours for a long time, is to finally put your family first. And that's not all. She actually loves it when she hears that people's lives are being changed by the products. And she has had some people lose inches, feel better. I know she's felt better, and her children. And so now she realizes she's getting to experience Manatech on both ends, and it's just becoming a disciplined dreamer to get to that next level of where she wants to be with her income and her passions and her hours. And so she loves working with the people in Manatech and the integrity, and she loves helping people to live better lives. And she actually reached regional director, actually the old regional director in the new plan, in just a few short months, and now she's on her way to executive director. So I am super thankful to have you on the call, Amanda. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dimra.
And then also, Loredana, I cannot pronounce it as beautifully as she does. Loredana.
You did.
I did good. She is in Canada, so worlds apart. I wanted to bring y'all two different perspectives. Amanda's little one is just about a year, and then she's got a much older one. And then Loredana, hers are in the thick of, she's got a 16, 11, and 7. And so she lives in Ontario with her husband and her three kids, her three boys. And she, what's great about her, she is very conscious as a mother of the huge responsibility to ensure that her family is healthy and growing up strong. And really, in a, you know, they're doing the right things in a culture that seems to glamorize synthetics and chemicals and low-grade foods. And she's taking that by the storm on Facebook. If you haven't found her, please find her on Facebook, Loredana Zinka, and she's giving all these terrific videos on inspiring you on how to be a better person, how to be a better mom. She talks about health tips, and they're great. They're short little clips, and they're real, and it's fantastic. So please go find her on Facebook, like her page, and share it with others. But her journey actually started when her son Caleb was just 2, and he's 16 now. And she says she'll never forget when she realized she was giving her son petroleum and coal tar distillates, right? We just don't know what's in some of the synthetic vitamins. And it actually made her angry enough where she wanted to do something. She thought, this is an injustice for the food industry and the supplement industry not to teach us about this. So she and her family, out of integrity, started working Manatech. And she loves the people in Manatech. She loves the science, the patents. It really spoke to her. She loves the products. And she truly believes we are what we eat. And if you follow her on Facebook, you'll see that journey, and she's got great opportunities for you to follow her there. And so I am super excited that you are on the call, and I can't wait for you and Amanda both to share. So thank you, Loredana, for being here.
Thank you very much.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Kathleen, did you have a question for all of us, or did you want me to just go ahead and step in?
Well, I just had one thought, then I'll let you girls take it away, because it sounds like you have a lot to share. But I thought, first of all, maybe you could share how your families accomplish a healthy back-to-school season. How do we have those strong, healthy bodies and healthy minds?
Well, that is a great question, and I bet we all three have different answers. Initially, mine is prep and focus. If I can bag the grapes, maybe pre-make some healthy taquitos, bag up Mana Bears for lunches, get the stainless steel water bottles out, you know, pre-put amber start powder in it, you know, ready to be filled with water. If I can prep the food, the healthy plant-based food for my kids, and get the shakes ready, I think we're in a much better mood in the morning, because we're running out the door and we know what we're feeding them is right. I've even got one who does the coffee. She's older and she loves it. She's taking the Gen Max for school. And then two, the focus, the schedule. for us moms. And for me, my schedule has freed up, and I'm interested to see how Amanda and Loredana's schedules have changed with school starting, because there's some homeschoolers listening, there's some people who work full-time, and there's some people whose kids are back at school. So for me, it's prep and focus. Loredana, how about you?
So, yeah, the same thing. I have to totally echo what you just said. I'm not sure if I'm on, just to make sure that I am not muted.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, we
good.
Can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so the same thing. Actually, we have a really strict diet. We've, over the years, just like Demra said, since Kayla was two, I've had some major transformations that we've done in our family. So we eat very, very clean, very raw, plant-based, all that kind of stuff. So it takes a lot of prepping and organizing the night before as well. That's a key ingredient. And just like Demra said, too, we totally incorporate the Manitech products. In fact, I've realized that, and I've done so many different things, you know, buying all organic, doing this, doing that. And I've realized that, time and money, you can't actually give your body everything that you possibly need in a day just by buying from the grocery store. So we really implement the Manitech products and don't skip. You know, the boys, as they're eating their breakfast, they're taking their Nutriveris, and they even actually remind me. It's really great. Because I have to tell you, like 3 years ago, we've been taking these products very regularly for the last 3 years. And before that, you know, my kids were sick, being at school, being at playgroups, whatever, and it was awful. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. You know, you don't sleep at night, they're throwing up and all that. And just being on these products have radically changed our life, and they know it. So when they remind me, oh, mommy, you know, I need my Nutriveris, I haven't had my Nutriveris, it's a really incredible sign that we're actually teaching them something, you know, a great lifestyle that's going to be from generation to generation. And that means a lot to me. So, yeah, preparation and organization and making sure that we implement the Manitech products in our regime is the way we do it.
And how do you deal with, you know, any kind of kickback, or do you have any tips on how to hide the products in the kids' food? I know you've got some favorite products that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But in your, you know, getting the Nutriveris, how do your kids take their Nutriveris in the morning?
Okay, so I love that. Actually, a lot of moms, young moms, ask me that because, you know, littler children are more picky and they notice things. My kids, I'm very blessed because my kids actually really like Nutriveris. I mean, they're not going to take it plain with water. I'm not saying that. But we do put it in applesauce or in their almond milk or coconut milk or whatever on their cereal. Mostly they do it with a little bit of applesauce and just take it down. Just to make sure, you know, if they don't feel like drinking all their milk, that we're not wasting any. So it's very small amount of applesauce, put the Nutriveris in, and it's down. And they don't fuss about it. It doesn't seem to bother them too much. Of course, the Mana Bears, they are, I mean, I have to tell them they can't eat too many of those because they love them too much. And, yeah, and same with GI Pro Balance. I guess we're going to talk about that later, so I'll just wait.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. That's terrific. And so Amanda is in a little bit of a different season. You know, she's got a little one that's just, you know, nursing and just started eating solid foods, and then she's got one that's much older that can swallow pills and all that. So, Amanda, are you available to talk? I know her little one was with her trying to go down to sleep. Let me see if she's free.
No, I'm free now. Thank you.
Okay, great, great. So what is the best thing for you over the years of the school transition of being healthy? And then how was this year different with Layton being still home and not going to school, but then having one that's big and off at school?
Well, it's definitely different. You know, used to when my oldest child was here at home, you know, I made sure that he had a healthy breakfast and, you know, that he was eating three good meals a day and snacking in between with fruits and vegetables. But now that he's away at college, who knows what he eats and if he's eating and how often he's eating. And so his first year in school, he got really sick. You know, he got a cold. He was so sick, and he's never been sick like that before. And he said, Mom, why am I so sick? And I said, it's because you're not getting the nutrition that you're used to getting. Let me give you these products. You've got to take these products. And so I started giving him the true plenish, you know, because he doesn't always have time for breakfast. And so I said, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You have to have something. Drink the shake every morning. And immediately he started feeling a difference because those are nutrients that he's not getting in his diet. And, you know, we made sure he's taking the Amber Toast, you know, just everything we can shove down his throat for immune support. And I think now he's drinking two shakes a day because he is very athletic, and so he eats more than just three meals a day. He's tried the Mana Bears. I think he feels like a little kid eating gummies, but they're very good.
Very good.
And so, you know, he's on the Gen Max because he's studying. And when Brandon was younger, he had ADHD that was diagnosed by a doctor. And he made a choice his junior year in high school to get off the medication because he didn't want to be reliant on medication. And even then he realized, do we really truly know what's in these medications that I'm taking? Are they drugging me, et cetera? And so he's always looked for a healthier alternative. And now that we have the Gen Max, he finds it easier to focus, and he's able to study longer periods of time. And he's so happy because there's a natural product that he can take instead of taking pharmaceuticals.
And doesn't that help a mama's heart, knowing that your son is away at college and he had struggled before and he is quite the athlete? But yet he's getting that nutrition, he's focusing more, and you know he's feeling better and staying healthier. And does that help you sleep better at night?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, as a mom. And so for you, being at home with also a little one underfoot, how is it for you focusing on business and kind of what does that transition look like for you?
Well, it's definitely different because, like you said earlier, I've always been a career mom. I've been in a form of sales my entire career, and so I've always been out in front of people interfacing, and it was a little bit of a struggle at first, you know, being at home and just kind of finding my own avenues and not doing the things that I used to do on a daily basis. But having the little one at home and knowing that I'm getting that quality time with him, and when he takes naps or goes and plays with his cousins or things like that, that's the time that I can focus on my business and I'm not taking away from my family. And
right.
To me, that's, it's just, it's so important.
Well, and I like that you've been very creative with what you've, you know, we always talk about grace and mercy when we coach together, because some days we've got a tantrum going on and somebody's not going down for a nap, so it's just not going to happen. And some days there's time in the day where we feel accomplished. And so that's the great thing about this business is we get to customize it around your family and your family schedule. And I can imagine that, Laura Donig, that your schedule is a little different with three and the ages that they are. Tell us about your schedule and how you're working the business. Are they home? Are they away at school? You know, you've got different pickup times. How's that working for you with Manatech and being a mom, that balance?
Yeah, so it's a crazy season of my life. Very, very busy. Of course, our teenager, yes, he needs rides. He's involved with music very much, so he's always coming and going. And the two, the 11 and the 7, they're, you know, they do youth group and sometimes sports and different things like that. So it is definitely very busy. I'm very strategic and very organized, and I have a schedule. You know, after school we do this for half an hour, after this we do this, and I have to plan it that way because otherwise, you know, time just kind of flies, and like you said, we can have days where we don't feel accomplished instead of feeling accomplished. And especially, for example, right now I'm still, I actually still have a job, quote unquote, and I do support work. So it's very busy with that. It's school, it's Manatech, but I do use my time wisely in that I schedule everything. So when the boys come home from school, if I've been out working as well myself and haven't had the chance to work on my business, while they're doing their chores, their TV time or their game time, we put a timer on and everybody knows they're doing their thing and mommy's doing Manatech. And after that, you know, we do, yeah, so it's actually really neat. And it is funny, too, because I've done this actually for quite a bit now that the boys, again, just like the Nutriverse reminding me to take it, they kind of play a game with me because they'll be like, Mommy, don't you need to do Manatech? Could we do Game Time or watch our TV show? So it is kind of cute. And they do know, you know, everybody knows that we're all in it together. And some days I just have to go really hard at it. And I just have everyone's support. It's really amazing.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And so that is an idea of what a disciplined dreamer looks like. Because I have found that when I was working full-time and when I was pregnant with Miranda 16 years ago and I was just starting Manatech, I got off at really late at night. And on Tuesdays, I'd leave early so I could go to the meetings. And I had a window of like 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week on a Saturday. And I really had to protect that time, just as I really have to protect my family time. So really, when I run across moms, and you two are such a beautiful example of that, you run across moms that their schedules are they could change. I mean, we can plan it to the minute, and sometimes things change. A teacher needs a conference, somebody has a big project, mm-hmm. somebody's got a cold, you know, somebody needs some emotional support, which happens when you have teenagers a lot more, or somebody's having a tantrum. So there is a schedule that we can be flexible with Manatech. And I love that we have to at least plan it out. If we make those plans, I know that the Bible says, you know, if we fail to plan, then we plan to fail. And so setting that plan up of working within the hours where you know it's great, and what you've done, you were just talking about, is setting a respect for that time in Manatech in your household. When my children were little, I would tell them, Mommy is going to work so Daddy can come home. Ryan came home and did mission work for 5 years, and now he just missed coding and designing websites so bad that he and his friend started a company. But he was home for 5 years helping the homeless, and I would tell them, y'all go play in the backyard. I'm going to be right up here on the back porch watching you, but I'm going to be talking to some friends on the phone, or I'm going to be doing some emails. And so they don't feel slighted, like I'm choosing them or work. They know we're doing this so Dad can come home. And we had a big party when Daddy retired, and we turned the sprinkler on in the backyard, and I'll never forget, I have pictures of him running with my daughter through the backyard and sitting my parents down, who came in town to tell them that I'd surpassed my old income and surpassed Ryan's income, and we didn't need him to work anymore. And awesome. And that might not be
wow.
a dream of a lot.
That is awesome.
But it was a dream for us, because in his corporate job where he was very out of pocket. He'd get called at 2 in the morning to go fix the server. He would go in at 9 o'clock and come home at 9 o'clock. And after I left corporate America and I come home, I'm like, hey, I'm home. Everybody should be home. And so that's another thing I'd love to touch on is how is it that the support in your home for, like you were talking about, the respect with your kids, give us some positives of some husband support, some things that they do to help you. I know Amanda's got some great stories of Scott watching the baby. So just one little tip that you could give a mom who's struggling right now who feels like they have no support, maybe an idea that she could sit down and say, hey, this would really help me. What would that one? And I didn't ask y'all this question beforehand, so I'm just throwing this one at y'all. But I feel like the Lord wants us to talk about it, because I know there's a lot of people feeling that way. So, Amanda, go first. Tell us what some things that Scott has done that has allowed you to work the business that could be a help to some moms that are listening.
You know, fortunately for us, Scott has the ability to work from home from time to time. And so there are days that if I truly have something that I have to do, he can come home early or maybe even work from home that day. I had a trade show that I was going to one day, and it was just a couple miles from his office, and to support me and to help me, you know, he got a babysitter lined up, and he met me where I was going and just said, I'm here. I don't know what the products are, and I don't know what you're doing, but I'm here to support you. How can I help you? And, you know, if I've got calls, he takes care of the baby on Saturday. I was able to go to the training because he was out of town all last week, and so he said, I'm going to stay home and play with the baby all day. You go do your training. You go do your Manatech thing. And so it's just wonderful knowing that I have a spouse that supports me, and he knows how important this is to our family for me to be successful. And so he wants to just do and give all he can to make sure that this works.
Oh, I love it. I don't know a lot of husbands that would say, sign me up to go sit at a trade show for hours and talk about products that I don't know. You know, he's taking the true health, but he hasn't been to trainings. He hasn't been to meetings, but he just pulled his boots up and said, let's go. I'm there with you, honey. And I loved that because it was my children's first day of school, and I wanted to be there with Amanda so badly. And I said, I'm going to be at three different schools, and we've got early release, and I can't help you that day. And her husband said, I will. And if you're a single mom, there are some friends that I feel like you could reach out to that will too. There's possibly a neighbor, maybe a sibling, maybe a cousin, maybe somebody at the church that can help. Trade, you know, when I was little, we did trade op, co-op hours of babysitting, and we made up little coupons. And in my mom's club, I had a coupon of 2 hours or 4 hours of babysitting, and we would literally exchange coupons. And I would get somebody's children one day so they could go run errands or do their work or get a haircut, and then I would use my coupons to make phone calls and go to trainings and talk with Kevin and coach with him and figure out, you know, how to use Success Tracker. And it was so great to just have that time. And it sounds like, Lord Anna, that your family is already giving you that time. So tell us a little bit about some other support that you tap into that maybe some moms could relate.
Well, actually, what I was thinking, yeah, well, you asked that, is a big key. I mean, I have to be honest and transparent because I'm sure some moms out there that are listening can resonate with this, too. My husband was not on board for the longest time. I mean, the biggest of all skeptics. And what happened is, as he saw that I was so passionate about it and, you know, believing, even though he didn't believe, and continuing, it kind of rubbed off on him. And we have had some big spats, I got to be honest, over the years.
Please be honest. Yeah, there's parents that are out here having the same challenge.
Yeah, and so we've, like, right now I'm in my room actually doing this call, and we've sat on our bed and just, like, bawled and our eyes out, and just me listening to him saying, you know, like, I miss you, I need my wife, like, you're doing this. Because at one point I was, you know, it's like every single second of the day and into the wee hours of the night, because I'm also trying to build this on social media as well. So I'm doing kind of two things. And then I just heard his heart. And basically what he was saying is, you know, I'm in with you now, but I need my wife. I need to be nurtured. I need to feel like I'm married. And so after we put those boundaries in place, he is so supportive. I mean, he is always, and I told him, we're about to head into a 90-day blitz, which is going to be insanity, but I can't wait. And I sat down and we talked about it, and he said, Lori, you do whatever you have to do, and I'm going to support you, but please can we remember what we've talked about before, half an hour. Can you just give me half an hour a day? And I was like, that's totally awesome. I mean, half an hour, how can I not do that? And so communication has been a big important thing, being honest and asking for help, him to me and me to him. And the other motivation now for him and the whole family is we've gone through some really hard times, with work, financial, and things like that. And my husband is tired of working 9 to 5. He's had some major hip surgeries and things like that. So he wants me, and this is his quote, please retire me in 2 years.
Oh, I love it.
So,
I mean,
and, you know, there's days when it's going to be very tough, but he realizes that that's what it's going to take, and it's worth it.
I'm so glad you were transparent about that, because whether you're listening on the call and you can resonate with that story or with Amanda's, or if you're a team leader, because I was in a situation a few years back where I was going out of town to a meeting to help someone, and her husband, gas prices were through the roof, like over $4 a gallon, and she lived out of town, and her husband would not let her come to the meeting that she was hosting. And at first I didn't understand, because of course I'm a Robbins, our whole family is all supportive of, and it really opened my eyes that there are single moms doing this. There's divorced women doing this. There's women whose husbands travel all the time. There's women whose husbands don't really see why we're doing this or how. And so to know that you can sit down with a friend, with a family member, with your spouse, with your husband, and even your children, because our kids need to know that we're not picking Manitech over them. Our husbands mm-hmm. need to know, and our Lord needs to know. And so it is truly a balance, and there's not really a perfect answer. When Kathleen talked to us about what we were talking about and back to school and the healthy and the prep and the food and the focus, but truly what makes a healthy start back to school and a healthy business and a healthy family is that common respect and communication for everyone. And when somebody needs to raise their white flag, it's okay to do that. And so I encourage everybody who's listening on the call tonight, if you can resonate with either one of these ladies and where they are in their life and their success or in their challenges, raise the white flag. Let somebody know where you need support. Or if you see someone who needs support, ask if they need some support. And really, let's link arms together, because what I would love to see in Manitech is a movement of moms who have leverage like we've never had leverage before. I mean, these two women, the power that they can bring into the marketplace, and for Amanda, the dream of not letting that childhood slip away and miss it this time, but being there and being present. And then for Loredana, with all of the videos she's doing, and imagine how stronger the marriage is going to be now that we have the communication, and when you get to retire him, what that's going to feel like. So mm-hmm. this is the inspiration we want to share with the other moms. And you know, the general population of Manitech is a little bit older, not a lot of young stay-at-home moms that are, you know, leaders. And so I really challenge every one of you on the phone to call somebody that you know that's a stay-at-home mom or about to be a stay-at-home mom, or their kids are leaving for college, or their kids are going to preschool, and they're looking for something to do. We have an answer. We have passion. We have products. And I want to end real quick with, this is just always my favorite thing, is I love to ask people, and Kathleen wanted us to talk about it too, favorite products. Because it never fails that people will go, really, I didn't even know about that product. And I love right. that product, and we don't have that product. And so I actually...
And share with us, ladies, what keeps your energy going. What products
yes.
do you use?
What keeps our energy? And every time I have been pregnant, I have had people tell me, how are you so energetic? You know, you should be sitting down tired. You're growing a human inside of you. And I've always felt so energetic, and I really attribute a lot of that to the Plus. I think Plus is, and I know that Loredana also said the same thing, it is the happy pill. It
yep.
energizes me. It makes me feel wonderful. So I do the optimal support packets, and I can really tell if I don't take my second optimal support packet by dinner time, I'm getting a little snippy with everyone. And then I realize, I need to go take my, and truly the amino acids in Plus are the building blocks for our brain function and our fat metabolism and our mood and our sleep and our mental alertness. And all of those things are in Plus. And I know a lot of people are looking for mood and alertness and mental clarity. And then Ambertose is my second favorite. And I take Ambertose and Manipul, give it to my kids. We love it. For my kids, their favorite product is Manaboom. Manaboom and Immunostart, and anything that is easy to take, the little slim sticks, they dump it in their mouth, and they are good to go. And so, Amanda, what are – so you've kind of talked a little bit about what some of Brandon's favorite products are, but what are your favorite products? And possibly if Layton is going to be taking products soon, what would his favorite product be?
So my favorite products right now are, I have to say, the True Plenish Shake. Because, as you said earlier, I am still nursing, and I want to make sure that I'm putting all the good stuff into my body because I'm still giving that to my baby. Mm-hmm. And although Layton's not old enough to take any of the products, he's getting the Ambertose because every day in my True Plenish Shake for breakfast, I dump in my Ambertose. And I even put the Ambertose, we found out when we went to Vegas. He was teething when we went to Vegas, and somebody suggested I rub the Ambertose on his gums, and I did, and the Ambertose even helped with baby teething. So those are a couple of our favorite products. I also love the Plus. I'm one that, I've had really a lot of problems with PMS my entire life. And ever since I started on Plus, I don't have any of those problems. You know, I don't know when my cycle's coming. I don't have the ups and downs emotionally like I used to. I'm not doubled over on a couch missing a day or two because I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. It's changed my life, and so much so that my husband has even started taking the Plus, because before he thought it's just a woman's pill. And
it's not just for women. That's right.
It's not.
It's the happy pill, we call it.
Yes, and he has even seen a change in his personality, or not personality, but he's not so quick to snap. It's helping a little bit with his stress level as well. So Plus has definitely changed our life here in the house, for sure. True Plenish is, you know, I just know every day that when I drink that True Plenish, A, I can go for hours and I'm not snacking all day long. You know, I'm chasing after a toddler, and sometimes I forget to eat because I had the True Plenish and I'm full, and I know that it's all the nutrients and vitamins and everything that I need, and I just feel good about that.
I love it. I love it. And I know, Loredana, you said your kids are taking Plus. You're a teenager. Tell us about that.
Yes, I love this testimony. Plus, you guys have said my favorite product, all of them, but yes, Plus is the number one alongside with Amber Toes. And I noticed somebody had told me in my team that they had given it to their daughter because she was suffering with acne and things like that. And so I thought to myself, well, that makes sense. You know, I used to do cosmetics, 8 years of it, and acne has a lot to do with hormones and different things like that. And so we started to give it to him, and I mean, noticed the difference right away, dramatically cleared and eliminated the acne. When he's not on it, guess what happens? It comes back. He actually also used Youth. I mean, we don't always buy Youth. I love that product, though. It is my favorite. We definitely have our, you know, four things that we get. Youth is another one that I could rave about. It is an amazing, amazing product.
I love it. And then your kids also do the Nutriverse in the morning, and that's kind of
yes.
well-rounded.
And yes, no, and actually,
the Mana Boom, is that an NFR product in Canada?
Yes, it is, but we love it, and we do that every fall because it actually really gives a punch to colds and flus. It's amazing.
Yes, that extra vitamin C and the Amber Toast together. Well, ladies, mm-hmm. I am so thankful that y'all shared your hearts. We've been open and honest and given great tips, talked about products and schedules and prep and food and our kids. And Kathleen, is there anything else that you'd like us to talk about? Any other questions?
No, you ladies have shared so much. It's been such a fun call. I wanted to share a little secret for the reluctant spouse to be able to see your passion. Work on winning on one of those incentive trips.
Oh, yes.
There's the Alaska trip coming up, and it isn't about the destination of where we're going, even though that's always fabulous. It's about your spouse, any of you out there that are listening and having, you know, the tug of war sometimes, like, you know, that I hear, you know, a few of the ladies have had. When you go on a trip with your spouse, first of all, it can be like a special time away, or the kids can come. But they connect with the other people in Manitech, and it's a whole different world for them. It isn't just a business. It's a whole, it's about faith and family. And when they see that, they see the integrity of the people and the company. And they also, you know, they might not jump on board when you get back that they're going to be a business builder too, but they will totally understand why this is a very healthy thing for your family. And so we've got that Alaska trip coming up, and we've got plenty of time to win. So that's a great way to, you know, bring your spouse. And it's not always just the men who are reluctant. We have seen it the reverse way, too. And we have seen people, Philip and I were on one of the first trips to Malaysia, and there was about three different couples. And what a difference at the end of that trip of 6 days, how that other spouse was ready to come to conventions and ready to bring the kids with them. And they were just seeing what the vision was of how people are passionate. And again, it's about faith and the family that we all share. So I just want to thank you, girls. Yes.
I was just going to piggyback on you for just a moment.
Sure.
You know, you, I think you hit the nail on the head with the faith and the family. Manatech is a community. And when we went to Vegas, oh, my gosh, people were so kind. Let me take the baby from you for a little bit. Let you focus on this. You know, other leaders have said, sure, I don't mind if you listen in on my call or come over and hear me make a few calls, because it's always good to hear different styles of sales. And Demra, I mean, you talked about earlier how great of a leader she is. Demra is so fantastic. And, you know, she's going with me on Friday to go hang flyers at a local college,
I love it.
So that I don't take me and my baby and go out and walk the streets by myself. So, you know, just sometimes, ladies, if you're really struggling and you need encouragement, maybe you need something just a little bit different, don't be afraid to reach out and ask, because Manatech is, it's a community, it's a family, and everybody is willing to help. They just don't know you need help if you don't ask.
Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. I love those thoughts. And one last thing, I'm going to request that Demra, can you share with us Ryan's website, because we use it all the time. And I'd like you to give it to the folks here on the phone and just do a little bit, talk about that, because he put so much work and energy into it, and we would be lost without it. It's fabulous.
Oh, well, you're so sweet.
The Manamotion.
So sweet. And, yes, yeah, so he, Manamotion is something that 890 Designs created about 5 years ago, and they're actually doing an entire overhaul right now, but they have about 9 other clients that they're working on, and but they are working late to get Manamotion done. And really, it's not, Manamotion is not a moneymaker for them. It's a passion to help people leverage. And so Manamotion is like a cover web page. It's a one website and one link that you go to, and you can pick the products you want. You can pick if you want the associate $49 fee to show first, or if the products to show. You can email people videos, an order link, the product information sheet, all the information all in one place, so that they're not searching for ambrosia or amber toes. You know, they call it, instead of amber toes, they call it toes, and they don't know how to spell it. And so this way, it's a streamlined way to communicate to people. It also, we can send out custom things to for social media. I can send somebody a private message. I can post to my page. And as soon as they click on it, it takes them back to my website. So you'll never lose a prospect ever again. They get tied to you the entire time. And I love sending out emails through Manamotion. I love sending out social media posts through Manamotion. And I send them out at midnight, and I go to bed, and in the morning I can see when people have looked at it, when they've watched the video, and if they've ordered, and I know how to follow up. And it's, I think it's free or $11. So, again, yeah, it's not a moneymaker for them. They're just paying for the serving, but they are working on all the different countries. They've got all the translation, all the pounds, all that stuff. So I'm really impressed that that he honors his father in that way. And actually, 890 Designs, they're usually the ones they call at the last minute when Manatech IT gets overrun, and they're like, hey, we need a favor. And so they actually did ManatechScience.com and the new U90 website as well. So these guys,
you must be so impressed how smart and clever he is.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why Ryan was home for 5 years, but he truly is brilliant in that aspect. And he and his partner went back to work and started doing charity websites, and they have a long list of clients all over the nation, but they always find time to do stuff for Manatech on the side, after hours, whenever they can squeeze it in, and I really appreciate that, he and his, and all the guys that work there at 890 Designs. So I like having an in there to be able to see. So I think they're trying to launch the new one in a few weeks.
Oh, how exciting.
Better, new videos all, you know, together, and then texting messages and order links with videos as well. We'll be able to use it on the texting. So thanks for
It's one of the best tools out there. It really is. And just to reiterate what Demra said, to be able to customize it to the person that you were speaking to, the contact or the person that, you know, has an interest, whether it be a specific product, whether it be for business, and to be able to watch and see what their interest level is, does give you the ability to approach and move into the second level the right way, the right
That's
way, because
right.
It's so important. Well, ladies, I have to tell you, I am so impressed by your organization, and I love your focus. Your focus is always on your faith and your family, and it's just wrapped around what Manatech is.
And you have all reminded us, you wonderful Mana Mamas, that to cherish the things that really matter, those strong, healthy bodies and the healthy minds, and wrapping it all in the Lord's faith is just amazing. And it's a legacy. It's a legacy that we will share for generations. And already you hear how a young family is now blossoming into the different chapters of heading into high school. And, Demra, I can't believe you have a high school student. I don't even know how that happened. And just to hear the college moms, and it's all a wonderful thing. I know I'm a grandma, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to share what this business is all about, and just the faith of what we see together in this big community. And I want to also mention that our next call will be in October on the 18th. And Executive Director Mary DeZagel she did a call with us a couple of years ago, and she is a dynamic speaker, and she's going to do an amazing call on doing business to benefit your personal volume. She just knows how to meet people, where to meet them, how to follow through, and how to turn that into someone who's either a customer or someone who is interested in the business. And she is really phenomenal about that. So I just wanted to mention that for our next month. And then also I just want to thank you ladies once more for giving your time. I know it's not easy when you finally get the kids to bed and you have some time to yourself for you to give it back to us, to Manatech. We so appreciate it. And there's so many people that's going to listen in on this call, and it's going to change the way they are approaching their family and the way they're doing Manatech. So thank you, all three of you. And for the rest of you, wish you a very restful night and a peaceful sleep. God bless, and we will see you and talk with you again next month. God bless, everyone.
Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you so much.